All right, Akani.
Yes.
Yes, let me just get back to you for 1 second. I mean, I know that the Nigerian economy is one of the stronger economies in Africa. But in terms of track and field, we don't know the Nigerians as like the Kenyans and the Ethiopians and so on. Why is it that, I mean, Nigeria is not up there with those other countries in Africa as it relates to long distance running and so on?
Well, I'm making a whole documentary about this, so hopefully when it airs, I can show it to you. But yeah, I mean, Nigeria used to have a very strong pedigree in the sprints back in the 90s. If you look way back to Barcelona 92, I mean, Nigeria had two men in the 100-meter final, two men in the 200-meter final, 4x1 silver medal. Atlanta 96 was the Great Olympics for Nigeria as well. So Nigeria's had that pedigree, but what we always did then was rely on the American college scholarships to develop our athletes to world-class level. Now, when those scholarships dried, the medals dried up for Nigeria. So really, Nigeria's problem is starting something at home in terms of basically discovering and developing world-class athletes in Nigeria. And there are a lot of conversations going on about that at the moment within Nigeria. And it will just ultimately depend on how these ideas are executed. Now, you did mention long distance with the Ethiopians and the Kenyans. Yeah. And it's interesting to note that Nigerians are physiologically quite different from the East Africans. Nigeria has never had long distance running. And I don't expect to see that anytime soon. You know, the obvious link between Nigeria and other West Africans and the Caribbeans and the African Americans is obviously Caribbeans and African Americans predominantly descended from West Africa. So in terms of biology and body types, I think Nigerians are going to be more predisposed to being sprinters than long distance runners.
Oh, their build is totally different.
You're probably not going to see a host of long distance runners from Nigeria anytime soon. But sprinters, you know, let's wait and see what happens in Nigeria over the next few years.
Okay.